Now, if the moicha doesn't have money to give the money back, let's say, what's the problem here? That the moicha maybe doesn't have any money to give it back. If so, let's ask the kasha now. Like, even according to Rav, I mean, even if you want to say it's a mekach tois, even if you want to say the moicha has to give back the money, like, so what's wrong? Let the person, like, keep the money. Keep the shor for the money. Like, if the shor is both worth the same price, then what's the problem here? Like, you want your money back, so keep the meat for your money. Like, they're both the same price now. We're saying now the price of a shor for plowing is the same price as for feeding. So you bought the shor true for plowing. But what's the difference? Use it for shechita now, and sell it, and the money is worth the same as the other money. So you get your money back anyway. Take the money from the meat. The army ancient people say, from the master that you borrowed your money from, pori afro, like, take back anything, even if it means subim, even if it means bad stuff. Pori afro means even if it has to take subim, the spoiled wheat. So here, what's the problem then again here? Like, you have this meat, use the meat. Samara says, like, sricha, the equal as talumi minay. We're talking about, no, the moicha does have money. True, if the moicha would not have any money, then there's no problem here. Keep the meat. We're talking about the moicha still has your money. So what happened here? You just gave $100, and you say, I gave you the $100, I wanted a shor to plow, to work with. And you gave me this dangerous shor, I can't use him. So I want my money back. So that's the question, does the moicha have to give back the money or not? That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So what's the machlokes Talyin? Rav Omar Rav says, Hareza mekach tois. It's a mekach tois. Why? Zil boss the ruba, go boss the majority of people. For ruba, the insula radiyah who desavni. Most people, when they buy axes, they buy it for the purpose to do work with it. So most probably the guy is telling the truth. He says he bought the shore to do work with it, to plow with it. And now it comes out, what type of a shore is it? It's a dangerous shore, it's a nakhum. I can't use it to plow with. So you have a right to say it's a mekach tois. You have a right to get your money back. So if he didn't rave, you could be mighty moment. That's what Rav holds. That with Roy, it could be mighty mammon. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Yochol sheyoyim aloy l'shchita mechartav l'cho. The moicha that's holding the money has the right to keep the money. And he has the right to sell, to tell the person that bought it, I sold it to you for the purpose of shchita. I sold it to you because most probably you wanted to use it for shechting it, for the meat. And you can still use it. I, Roy, is not that way. So Shmuel says, v'lo yazlina basaruba. We do not go after the din of Roy, the majority, to take out the money. Why? Because Kiyaz Lina Bosaruba, when is there such a halacha we go after the din of Raiv, we go after the majority? That's the Isura. By Isurim, the halacha of Hochamacha Raiv. Raiv paskins for us, we have a doubt about Isurim, we go after Raiv. Alvu b'mamayda, but if it's a question of taking away money from somebody else, then the klal is Lo Yaz Lina Bosaruba. We do not go after Raiv. We don't like Shmuel that Raiv cannot be Maisi Momen. El rather, what do we say? We say rather the klal of Hamitzu Mechaveri Olavaraya. That's what's called the klal God of Adin. It's called the klal God of Adin that even if the one that wants to take the money has a rave on his side, even though he has a rave, and by Yisurim we go after rave, but that's only good by Yisurim. But by Mamin, Lohitzi Mamin, it is the klal of Hamitzu Mechaveri Olavaraya, which is such a great and strong klal that it even goes against rave. Even though you have a rave against you to take away the money, you can't get the money. Rave is not strong enough. You need Edim to be maximum. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Namiyach, we learn like this also. And it says clearly, Shor Shenogach Es HaParo, in our Mishnah, if a shor did damage to a pregnant paro, the nimso of Rebbe Tzidah, afterwards, after you killed the paro, we see the kid on the side, the kid came out. Now the end of the day, we do not know, did the kid come out first before you did damage? So it's not called your shor killed the vlad. So you only have to pay for the damage you did to the paro, not to the vlad. Or else the other side is no. Maybe after your shor did damage to the pregnant paro, that's when the kid came out. But it's called your shor killed the vlad also. So our Mishnah says that we have a doubt. How much does the mazik have to pay? So the Mishnah says mishalim chatinazik leparo. For the parah, for sure, you did damage, you have to pay the chatinezik of the parah. Yeshua was a tam, you have to pay chatinezik. Or revi nezik levlad divrei sumchis. This is sumchis, a shita, that moment hamutzik besofik, we say chokin. We don't say hamutzik mechaveri olavaraya. But since there's a doubt here, if Yeshua did the damage to the vlad or not, we have a doubt, we don't know. So therefore it's called Mamon Vesafik if you have to pay it or not. So Simchas Olam, the klal is, when we have good svaros to say both ways, there's one way to say yes, you do have to pay. There's one way to say no, you don't have to pay. We're doubt, we don't know what to do. So the klal is, Mamon Amutta Vesafik is Chokin. We say you have to pay half of it. However, the Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, HaMoitze Mechaveri Olavaraya, you know, that's the klal of HaMoitze Mechaveri Olavaraya, that to take away money, you only get money if you have Edim, for sure. When we only have a Sufik of doubt, you cannot be Moitze Mom. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Minayin, how do we know this Yisoid, according to Chachamim, of HaMoitze Mechaveri Olavaraya, how do we know that you can't get money unless you bring proof? Shenem, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk, Mi Baal Dvorim Yigash Aleim. That means, Yigash Rai Aleim. Who's the Baal Dvorim? Who's the Tavei, the one that's asking for the money? If you want to collect your money, it says, Yigash Aleim means bring a Raya. You have to bring a proof to get your money. Maskev Lo Rav Asher. Rav Asher asks a question. Holomali Kros Svaruhu. What do I have to have a Pasuk for this, to this Svaru? It's a Svaru. Mashma here for the Gemara, something you know, Minas Svaru, you don't need a Pasuk. That's called Midiraisa. Something that we know with our logic, that's a svara, that's a din midiraisa. You should not have to have a pasuk for this. So it's a svara. Somebody that has a pain goes to the doctor. In other words, anytime you have a pain, you want money from somebody else, you go complaining and say, give me money. So of course it's a svara. You can't get money unless you have a proof of edim. Because otherwise, whoever has any complaints, anybody wants money, he'll just go and complain against somebody else. I want money. So in svara should be like that. That if you want to take money away from somebody else, we can't just believe you, Machmas Fakis, because anybody can have a doubt to get away money from somebody else. It's only if you have a Vada Eidim. So what do you need a Pasuk for? So Mar says, true. Ella Rav, it's a Svari. It's like a right. What do we do with the Pasuk? Ella Kroa, Likud Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avaravua. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avaravua. Mina Yin Shein is Kakakin. Ella L'Taveya Tchila. How do we know we only listen to the Taveya Tchila, the one that's asking for the money? Shenem, the Pasuk says, Mi Baal Devorim Yigash Aleim. That means, Yagish Devorim Aleim. He brings his tainus, his complaints first. But Amri Nador, we'll soon see what this means. Amri Nador, Nador, he says though, Pomim Shenazokim L'Nitva Tchila. Sometimes we listen not to the one that has the complaint and wants to get the money, but to the opposite way. To the Nitva, the one that wants to stay free, we listen to him first. When do we listen to the one that wants to stay free? That's because Zila Nichse. If his property is becoming worth less, he's going to have a loss on. He'll have a loss here. Then we listen to him first. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says Shein Zokhin El Lotaveya Tchila. That means in a case could go in Ruvain Taveya Mishimin Mana. If Ruvain says, "Listen, Shimon, I lent you $100," the Shimon Meshiva Shimon answers back to Fasta Mishali. Listen, you took it back already. You took some. No, Shimon says, "Listen, you took something from me. So Hechtali, first give me back what you took from me." So Mashkin. And then I'll pay you off for the money. So there's two questions here. Reuven is telling Shimon, I'll lend you money, pay me back the money. Shimon is saying, you chop something for me, and first give me back that. So the locker is, Nizokin l'tainis Reuven. First listen to Reuven's tainis. We take away the money from Shimon. Later, then we listen to Shimon's tainis. And he says, watch, you took a mashkin, we'll get it back from you. That's the Sposik. The one that's coming to complain first, we listen to him first. But when do we listen to the Shimon first? Because Zil Nistar, Rashi says, Sheyesh Kan Tagrin Sheikneu Badamin. He has people that want to buy his fields right now. And if he can't sell to them right now, they'll go away. So he's going to have a loose on it. They'll lose out. Therefore, we take care of his taina first, that if somebody hopped away his field from Ashkin, we get away what he said you took. Like if Shimon says, listen, you have something from me. And now we want to sell it and have people that want to buy it. And if I wait till tomorrow, they'll go away. So you're going to have a loss. Then we take care of you first. All right, turn over. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, V'chein pora shenogach at ashor. Same thing if a pora did damage to a shore, the pregnant pora, so it's a tam, so the lochers you pay chatzinetik megufa, how much of the goof can you collect? Only from the para, or even from the blood also. We have a suffix if this pregnant para did the damage, like the para did damage to a shore, and afterwards we find the blood on the floor. We don't know if the blood came out before and only the para did the damage, or was the pregnant para did the damage, so now also the nizik could collect even from the blood. So Mishnah says, Chatzin nizik, ravi nizik. Fred Gemara.
So the Gemara asks like this. Chatzin Nezek Ruvi Nezek, does he really have to pay a half and a quarter? Palga Niskahu de Boy Shlumi. He should only have to pay a Chatzin Nezek. It was a tam pays Chatzin Nezek. Kula Niska Nocha Ruviya Maya Vidite. What's going on is that he has to pay three quarters? Like it says a half and another quarter, so he's paying like three quarters. Why is he paying so much? So Gemara answers first, Omer Abaya, Abaya one sentence sounds like this. Omer Abaya, Chatzin Nezek means Echad Mi Arba Benezek. When it says you have to pay half of the Nezek, it means you only have to pay really a quarter of the Nezek. Like we'll soon see, we're talking about here that the Pora belonged to one person and the Vlad belonged to another person. Like the original owner sold the Pora Chutz from the Uber. So there are like two owners here. So the Nizik now like comes to the Nizik is coming to the Bala Pora and says, listen, you owe me your tam to damage. But he could say back, maybe I have a shutafir, maybe somebody else did damage with my Pora, maybe the Vlad also did it. So therefore you can't get more than a half of the Chatzin Nezek. So that's the solution that Rabbi says, Chatzin Nezek means Echod Mi'arba B'Nezek. Really you only collect one quarter of the Nezek from the Bala Pora. Then a Ravi Nezek, that's how we say you get a Ravi Nezek, a quarter from the Vlad. Really it means Echad Mishmeina Benezek, one-eighth of the Nezek. Like we'll soon see why. Now the Gemara explains, Vi Pora u Vlad Echad Ninu, if one person owned the Pora and the Vlad, if so, Hochinami Demotzi Omle Labal Pora, Luchura the Nezek should be able to go to the Bala Pora and tell him, Memonoshok, like what's going on here? Chatzin Nezek Havli, you owe me a Chatzin Nezek. Your tam did damage to me, so you should have to pay me a Chatzin Nezek. Elo lo tzricha tayyid, the pshat over here is, according to Abaya, that the Pora dechad, or Vlad dechad, that Reuven owned the Pora, and Shimon owned the Vlad. Now the question is, Yehuda, that got damaged, is going to collect his Chatzin Nezek from Reuven and Shimon. So it depends. Vi dekodem tovi lebal pora tchilo. If this Levi went to the Bal Pora first and said, listen, your pora did damage to me, you should have to pay me Chatzin Nezek. Hochinami, then it's true, the Yomalei lebal pora, that pora didocha zikcho, havli raya diislocho shutfi. It's like true. If the Nezek goes to the Bal Pora first, so the Bal Pora is going to have to pay him a Chatzin Nezek, because he says, listen, for sure your pora did the damage. You want to say maybe you had a shut of a partner, like maybe the Vlad was inside at the time, you have to prove it. Elo, so therefore the case Rav is talking about, the Kodam Tovil Bal Vlad, Tchila. We're talking about that the Nizik here, this Yehuda, went first to the Bal Vlad. So, and he said to him, listen, your Vlad did damage to me, I want to get Mechatzin Nezek from you also. So in such a case, the Bal HaPor has the right to say the Yomalei. The Bal HaPor can say back to this Nizik, listen, you are showing me that your mind, you agree that I had a shutaf, had a partner, because you did not come to me to the Bala Pora to collect the money, but rather first you went to the Bala Vlad. So if you admit that there's a shutaf here, therefore even from the Bala Pora you can't collect more than a quarter. That's the way some learn. And Ika Diyamri, some learn no. Afagav Dekodim Tovi Labal Pora. It could be even if the Nizik first went straight to the Bal Pora. He wanted to first collect his money from the Bal Pora Tchila. Still, Motzi Matchilei, still like the Mazik, could be Matchen, say the Yomalei, maybe Adia, the Shutfoy Yisli. Still the Mazik has a right to say, you can't collect a complete Chatzin Nezek from me, because I know, like, and you know, that there was a Shutef here, or at least there was a doubtful Shutef. Like maybe the Pora was still pregnant at the time of the headache, and therefore it's considered like the Pora and the Vlad both together did the damage. So you can't collect the Chatzin Nezek only from the Pora, you have to get some from the Vlad also. So that's what Abaya learns. When it says you have to pay a Chatzin Nezek, it means you get a quarter of the Nezek from the Bal Pora. And when it says you get a quarter, it really means only an eighth, which you get from the Bal Vlad. On this, the Gemara asks back, Omar Rav says, Otu Echod Mi Arbo Benezek V'Echod Mishmoine Benezek Atoni. Does the Mishnah say this, that you get a quarter or you get an eighth? Chatzin Nezek, Ravi Nezek Atoni. The Mishnah says you get a half and you get a quarter. So back to original Kasha, how come you collect three quarters, you should only get a Chatzin Nezek? So therefore, Elo Omar Rav, rather Rav says like this, Li'erlam, really we're talking about now, I'll tell you, Bepora Uvlad Dechad, that both the Pora and the Vlad belong to one person. Since so, how come you don't get your chatzi nezek? And this is what the Mishnah means to say. That is the poro mishtalam chatzi nezek miporo. True, if the poro is still here, still around, you collect your chatzi nezek from the poro. But the chiddush is leka leporo. Let's say the poro is not around, mishtalam revi nezek mivlad. You could collect a revi, a quarter of the hezek from the vlad, because it's a suffix if the vlad did damage altogether. So in a suffix we say cholkin. So on the tzad he did it after pay a chatzi nezek. Now that we have a suffix, you can't collect more than a quarter of the damage from the vlad. That's what the Mishnah means to say. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough mem zayin omen aleph on top. Again, last shayla was elam arov, and last bottom last line was that the elam beporu vlad dechad. We're talking about that the poru and the vlad belongs to one person. V'ochid karmin, this is what the Mishnah means to say, that isa leporu, if the poru is still around, mishtalem chatzi nezek miporu, that you have a right to collect your chatzi nezek from the poru. The case here was this poru did damage. The poru, pregnant poru, was mazik ashur, and she was a tam. The locher is you play migufay, chatzi nezek migufay. So we're talking about now that the poru and the vlad belong to one person. So if the poru is around, pshita, the bala poru has to pay chatzi nezek from the poru. The chiddush to Mishnah means, what